All right, thank you. Brody Blackburn is a singer-songwriter from Seattle who found his way to Kodiak by marrying a woman in the Coast Guard. Hey, me too. Tonight, you will hear that love story.
That always comes down. I'm not very tall. So I actually am going to be getting an Alaska driver's license very soon, and I checked the box to be an organ donor. So. So my story starts in 2016, where I, boy meets girl in Seattle. On Halloween night, she was an X-Men character by the name of Psylocke, and I was Peter Parker. I was cute. I looked real cute. It was either that story, or we met on a dating app called Bumble. I'm still not quite sure what story we're going with. Depends on what friend you ask. You're going to get a different variation, and this has been kind of like the precursor to our relationship from the very start. We have our own little secrets that we keep to ourselves, and nobody really knows the full story of a lot of it. So a year later, a little over a year later after we met, I decide I want to write a song for this girl. She's pretty cool. And the second verse goes, okay, I admit I'm no Brad Pitt, but I can write a song where all the right words fit, like I love you. And the last verse goes, last verse, the moment of truth, and twice in one song, I guess, I love you. Heart beating tremendously when I ask the question, will you marry me? And she says yes, which is better than if she had said no, I think. So I knew the risks of proposing to a woman in the Coast Guard. Like, for instance, you might have to move to Kodiak. So here we are. Lucky me is right. A month after the proposal, we decide we're going to go get married at the courthouse. Because when you're in the military, you get a little pay bump for being married. So sign, seal, delivered, I'm yours. And just like that, we're married. And this is another one of those little secrets that most of our friends didn't really know about. But of course, we wanted to have our cake and eat it too, so we had a real wedding. Fast forward to June 15th, 2019. Most of our friends still don't know to this day that we were married before then, so success. So here's where things start to get a little bit worse. So a month after we get married, my wife, Allie, gets diagnosed with hyperparathyroidism. And if you guys know what that is, awesome. Cool. I don't know what it is. I'm not a doctor. But I know that she had three tumors in her neck, which if I know anything about tumors, it's not good to have them in your body. So anyway, we decided we're going to get through this. She's got orders to come to Kodiak. We're going to do this. If she's got to go back to Seattle and get things taken care of, then she can. She can see a specialist, get the surgery, whatever. So we hop into the car. We road trip from Seattle to Kodiak. We get here in August of 2019. That wasn't that long ago. And I couldn't stay. I had to go back to Seattle to get things sorted out with my job and make sure I actually had a job. I still do, which is great. Yeah, I work from home. It's awesome. they must like me. So it was September of 2019, the end of September, when things started to get dark around here. I walked through the door, and I hadn't seen her in a month and a half almost, and she grabs me by the hand, and she brings me into the house, sets me down, and she gives me a gift. So I take this little gift, and I slowly start unwrapping it, and it's the tiniest little t-shirt that says, Daddy's Hiking Buddy. So she's due in April, so yeah, I'm going to be a dad in April. On the exterior, we're so excited, right? We're like, yeah, you're going to be mom, I'm going to be dad. This is great. This is the next chapter. On the inside, I'm like, this isn't what we planned at all. Not at all. We wanted to wait years before this. And how does this hyperparathyroidism affect this pregnancy? And wait, you've been pregnant for how long and you haven't told me about this until now? How many Bloody Marys did you have on that road trip? This isn't good. But more importantly, how does this hyperparathyroidism affect the pregnancy? Well, we found out that while it is extremely rare to have this scenario, it's not so rare that doctors don't know what they're doing and they can't fix the problem, right? So we found that if she had surgery between weeks 15 and 17 of the pregnancy, and the surgeon went really fast to get it done in time, all they have to do is monitor the baby's heartbeat before and after the surgery, and all should be well. So that's exactly what she did. She went to Seattle, and her mother flew from Montana to be with her in Seattle, and she left me in Kodiak with the two dogs and two cats that we live with. I'm babysitting, and I'm sitting there by myself, and in situations like these where I'm stressed out and anxious and nervous, and I tend to write things. It's cathartic. That's how I deal with stuff. And I had the thought, what if I never met you at all? You guys ever have that thought about your significant other? What if I never met you at all? Now, that could go both ways, right? Like, things would be a lot better if I hadn't met so-and-so, right? But it wasn't how it was for me. It was more like this. What if I never met you at all? Never said hello. Never held you through the cold. You'd still be the dream of a girl lying on the cold side of my bed, dancing through the shadows in my room, dancing through the thoughts inside my head. And on paper planes and checklists, you flew high while you held my hand, and we stuck together like the pages in a storybook plan. Now let's go back to the moment that we locked minds in a one-life stand and ride together on the back of a bumblebee. Do you remember when we lied to all of our friends to make our secrets our own? Those little white secrets have grown into warming up the right side of my bed, dancing through the shadows in my room and flirting with the thoughts inside my head. And on paper planes and checklists, you flew high while you held my hand, and we stuck together like the pages in a storybook plan. Now let's go back to that moment that we locked minds in a one-life stand and ride together on the back of a bumblebee. And soon we'll have a child to hold, to teach about the bad and the good, to teach us all the things we'd forgotten and lead us through the misunderstood. And on paper planes and checklists, you'll fly high while you hold our hands, and we'll stick together like the pages in a storybook plan. Now let's go back to the moment that we locked minds in a one-life stand and ride together on the back of a bumblebee. What if I never met you at all? Or lied to all of your friends to make our secrets our own. Thank you. Thanks. So, thank you guys. So right after I wrote that song, I get a call from my mother-in-law saying the surgery went better than they could have ever expected, and they removed the tumors. They were non-cancerous, which is great. Yep, and most importantly, the baby's heart is still beating. And that was much better. Huge sense of relief. And I hope that the only thing that gets worse with us and our relationship moving forward is the fact that, like, I'm probably going to get shorter with age. Or my eyesight or my cholesterol or something. Anyway, thank you guys. My name's Brody Blackburn.